Thank you, and all the staff. Thanks for being here. I want you to know, Tyler's working hard, and he's a father with a young family, and he goes to Toronto on a regular basis, and I really thank him for doing that. I've been married for a long time, and very few nights have I not slept in my bed. And I enjoy being home. I enjoy the company I have, and I enjoy the work I do. So today is very special. We have some work to do, and Tyler, I think I've pretty well said everything. I think I've pretty well described everything about you that I know, other than you're here today, and I'm thankful you're here today. So I'm going to ask you to come up and tell us what you're going to do. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Mayor Harrison. Thank you to all the members of City Council here in the media in beautiful Quinte West. As we know, Mayor, Quinte West is the best. That used to drive me crazy when I was a Belleville councillor, and I had to listen to you say that all the time. But now as MPP, and after having campaigned throughout Quinte West, I'm inclined to believe you. It's an incredible place, and very happy to be here today with a major announcement for Quinte West. And it's an exciting time here. As we know, that the area is growing significantly. U-Haul named Quinte West as one of the top destinations for people to move to, as well as Belleville, Ontario. So the whole region is growing. And because of that growth, we need to make sure that we have the infrastructure to facilitate building those new homes. And when you drive to the west end of the city, you see construction equipment and row upon row of new building units. Some neighborhoods in the east are also expanding. Given our province has a critical housing shortage across the market, this is incredible news for our area. The Ontario government has been very mindful of the work you're doing and has been putting taxpayers' money to work to support this growth. When you drive along the King Street corridor, there's new roadways and sidewalks and all new underground infrastructure thanks to the ICIP investments from all three levels of government. In that neighborhood, you see Trenton Memorial Hospital, which is set to undergo a $9 million project to modernize and expand the emergency department. And across the road is a state-of-the-art community health center. We've invested over $20 million now to have that hub and to bring a wide range of services, including plans to locate mental health and public health at that campus as well. We're also investing in school facilities to accommodate this new growth of residential units. On County Road 40, very close to the new homes, we've provided the Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board $8 million to expand Murray Centennial to accommodate 170 more students in this high-growth area. And not far from there, the Hastings Prince Edward Board is making accessibility and learning space improvements at Trenton High School as the boundary changes and growth bring more students to that facility. And while we know that industrial space is at a premium, investments from the Eastern Ontario Development Fund have also aided the creation of good jobs at Quinte Custom Foods, All Season Fencing, and Doctor's Choice Optical Lab. And further, with Ontario's approval of a new official plan last October, Quinte West now has more tools to build homes. The urban area is expanding to accommodate for a 25-year growth horizon. Additional housing units will be permitted as of right, and residential density increases and mixed-use districts give more flexibility for development. We know growth will bring prosperity over time, but there are pressures financially for any municipality, and there is a great need for a significant investment in infrastructure. To assist, Ontario has increased Quinte West's 2025 allocations in the Ontario Community Infrastructure Fund and the Ontario Municipal Partnership Fund this year. We also provided funding to offset the increases in the OPP contract, which we know was very difficult for a lot of smaller municipalities that work with OPP, including Quinte West and Prince Edward County as well. Now today we're going to do an important step further because we recognize the need to help municipalities like Quinte West to build housing to meet the unprecedented demand that we're facing. Across Ontario, we are delivering $125.8 million to 58 projects through the Housing Enabling Core Services stream, supporting mainly small, rural, and northern communities. This funding supports 160,000 new homes by providing good roadways and transportation infrastructure. In Quinte West today, I'm pleased to announce that Ontario will be providing the municipality $11,072,214 for the urbanization of sections of Highway 2 in the city's west end and 2nd Doug Hill Road south of Highway 2. This will support 3,489 new housing units to be built right here in Quinte West. The money will support lane widening on Highway 2, the addition of active transportation lanes and intersection reconfiguration. And on 2nd Doug Hill Road, there will be lane widening, intersection improvements, utility relocations, culvert upgrades, and I know of particular interest to residents in this area, the addition of sidewalks and multi-use paths as well. The work will take place over a three-year period. I'd like to congratulate Council as well as Acting CAO Chris Angelo and your staff team on a successful proposal. This is great news, and we're hopeful there will be more opportunities to partner with Quinte West. At the Roma Conference in Toronto this week, which I know you had a delegation to, and I was certainly there as well, fulfilling my obligations as Parliamentary Assistant to the Minister of Long-Term Care, the government announced a $175 million fund for the health and safety water stream of the Housing Enabling Infrastructure Funding. Applications open next month, and I believe it could be of interest to assist in building servicing infrastructure right here in our community as well. There will also be $10 million available annually through the Rural Economic Development Fund to help with local businesses and development. I'll turn the podium over to Chris to share more information about how this project will look. Thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. What an exciting day for Quinte West. This is a momentous occasion for all of us here. This project represents historic investment in our community's infrastructure, made possible through an investment of over $11 million from the province of Ontario. This marks the largest provincial infrastructure investment in the city's history. I've been here for over 30 years, and I can tell you quite honestly that this is the largest investment in the community's history. Details of the project, I just want to talk a little bit about, and Tyler Arsop talked about this a little bit earlier. Lane widening on Highway 2 from County Road 40 to 2nd Elk Hill Road will include addition of new lanes, potential of three roundabouts in that area, active transportation facilities, bike lanes, pedestrian pathways. This will all enhance traffic flow and provide for efficient traffic movements in that entire corridor. 2nd Elk Hill Road, we're going to see an urbanization of that roadway from Highway 2 1.7 kilometers southerly. It'll include lane widenings, it'll include intersection improvements, pathways for active transportation, a new 6-foot diameter culvert on Doug Hill Road. This project isn't just about improving infrastructure, it's about laying the foundation for growth and progress in Quinte West. With these enhancements, we're enabling about 3,500 new housing units, expanding active transportation options, and improving accessibility for all road users. Once again, I'd like to extend our deepest and thanks to the province of Ontario and the Housing Enabling Core Servicing Stream of the Municipal Housing Infrastructure Program for their commitment to this investment and transformative project in the history of Quinte West. Thank you. Your Worship.
Well, I agree with you, sir. It's fantastic, and I thank the province of Ontario for recognizing the need in the city of Quinte West. And as CEO Angelo has confirmed, there are a number of changes that will take place that will make traffic movement safer and more efficient. So we will use this money faithfully and guarantee that there will be none returned. Guarantee that. So on behalf of all the councillors here today, the council has got to commit to support this project with finances that we know we have in place. Director Denauden has confirmed that we're able to meet our demands and make this move forward. So yes, it's an exciting day, and I've been here almost, I think I was just born before Chris Angelo started to work here, so... Yeah, but he's absolutely correct. This is the largest, and as time seems to, slow down for none of us, and everything we do or did yesterday was a dollar, and it's going to be $100 more today. So the sooner we get at this project and get the work done, we're saving money and making our city more attractive. So I thank all the staff members who helped put this together. You and I both know that the document only has a couple of pages in it, about 2 inches thick likely, and everything has to be as specific and accurate as possible. So, again, thanks for coming today. And I don't think I've covered everything. I just want you to be sure and thank the Premier for his support, recognizing, just as you said, there are only five words he has to remember. That's it. Pretty simple. Thank you. Thank you very much.